Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 5th of April 1970. Do all of you wish to listen or to become complete? Will you have to listen after you have become complete? First, you have to listen and then you have to become complete. You have heard so many points. What is the form of all these points that you have to become? The essence or the form of all the points is to become a bindi, that is, a point. The essence of all points is included in a point. So you have to become the form of a point. A point is extremely subtle and everything is merged within it. What is the main effort at present? Your effort at present is to merge the expansion. Those who know the method of merging the expansion become equal to Bap Dada. You were told previously also that you have to merge and pack up. Those who know how to pack up also know how to merge. Which power does a seed have? That of having the expansion of a tree merged within itself. So what effort do you have to make now? To stabilize yourself in the seed stage, that is, to merge your expansion. So check this. It is easy to create expansion, but has it become easy to merge the expansion? Nowadays, scientists are also making effort to merge the expansion. Those with the power of science are copying all of you who have the power of silence. Whatever effort the Shakti army of silence is making, those with the power of science are making the same effort. First, the Shakti army of silence creates an invention. Then, the scientists create that invention in their own form. Just as it is being refined here, in the same way, science is also being refined. Whatever things they previously used to find impossible are now being completed. In the same way, the impossible things are becoming easy and possible here also. Now the main effort you have to make is to bring yourself closer to everyone. It should be just as easy to go beyond sound as it is to come into sound. This is called the stage of being close to the stage of perfection. Which group is this? Each one of you in this group has your own speciality. Because of that speciality, you have become special souls in the world. You are special souls anyway. What do you now have to do? You are special, but you now have to become elevated. What will you do in this patti in order to become elevated? This group has one speciality which none of the others had. What is that one speciality? Do you know your speciality? Bap Dada sees that the speciality of this group is that the level of effort of each of you is similar. Each of you has the enthusiasm in your mind of doing something in a practical form. This is why Bap Dada is giving this group the name of those who are to become deities in the future and those who fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. And this is the group that can reveal their original form to the world. This is the army that is on the battlefield. All of you are the backbone. So these are the arms who will reveal the task of Bap Dada. Do you know what ornaments the arms have? The arms of Bap Dada are holding ornaments. So ask yourself, am I an arm that is holding an ornament? Which ornaments are you holding whilst on the battlefield? You know all the ornaments, do you not? So you are the arms who are holding the ornaments. The Shaktis who are holding the ornaments can reveal Bap Dada. The arms of the Shaktis are never shown empty. If you are holding the ornaments all the time, you will be able to issue a challenge. So what was Bap Dada seeing today? The ornament and the speed of each arm. What will this group be made to do in the bhakti? What is the main virtue of the Shaktis? This group has to learn the yuktis of being fearless and to be able to merge the expansion in 1 second in order to be powerful. Unity and stability. How to change many different sanskars into one pure sanskar has to be learnt in this bhakti. You must spend less time on something and also speak less. Yet, there should be greater success. You have to teach this method also. You have to listen to something and become the embodiment of that. It shouldn't be that you listen to a lot and become the embodiment of that to a lesser extent. You must continue to listen and also become the embodiment at the same time. You now have to return, having become an image that grants vision, not an image that just speaks. Whosoever sees you should see you as subtle and holding ornaments. You have a lot of sense, but what do you have to do now? You have to remain within the essence of knowledge. You have to apply the sense in essence. Now, you have to fulfill Bap Dada's hope in a practical form. You know the essence, do you not? The essential things of knowledge are the essence. If you adopt all the essential things, all the needs will be fulfilled. At present, there is one or another need that has to be fulfilled. But in order to fulfill these needs for all time, you have to adopt these two essential things that you were told about. One, to be subtle, and second, to be the one who holds the ornaments. In order to become subtle and to hold the ornaments, you just have to adopt one word. What is that one word in which the subtle form and that of holding ornaments are both included? That one word is light. The meaning of light is jyoti. And secondly, it is lightness. So there is lightness and brightness. To be the form that is holding the ornaments and also to be subtle, to be the form of light, to be the form of an intense fire, and then to be light and subtle. So the one word light includes both aspects. The task is also included in this. What is your task? To be a lighthouse. The form is included in light. The task is also included in that. Firstly, your form of a point which is just a tilak, that is, a point, and secondly, the tilak of the kingdom in the future. in order for you to have the awareness of both these, the sign of this tilak is being applied. You should have intoxication when you see the sign. These signs are given so that you have constant intoxication all the time. What do magicians do? They show something very close up and show it by packaging it into something. It may be something very big, but they would show it by packing it into something very small. This is magic. So you have to learn the magic of merging the expansion. When you go into expansion, you must make effort to merge it there and then. Whenever you see that your intellect has gone into a lot of expansion, what you must practice at that moment is, am I able to merge all this expansion? Then you will be able to become equal to the Father. You have to show such magic. Achcha. Bap Dada then had a meeting with teachers personally. He asked, why is a tilak applied? Just as a tilak is applied on the forehead, in the same way, the embodiment of a point is a tilak, and it should also be applied constantly. Secondly, the tilak of the kingdom in the future is also a tilak. You should have the awareness of both. The symbol for that is this tilak. You should have intoxication when you see this symbol. This symbol is given for all times. You were told about the point. In the same way, this tilak is also a point. Do you know how to pack up and to merge? To pack up and to merge is the work of magic. Magicians show some things by packing them and some things by merging them. They pack something very big into something very small. You have to learn this magic. You have to practice this. When you go into expansion, you have to make effort to merge it there and then. Whenever you see that your intellect has gone into a lot of expansion, you must practice at that moment. Am I able to merge all this expansion? Then you will be able to become equal to the Father. Baba is called the magician. So what about the children? The embodiment of coolness and the embodiment of light. Do you know how to stabilize yourself in being the embodiment of both of these? To be the embodiment of coolness in one moment and the embodiment of light in the next, when you know how to stabilize yourself in both, then you will be able to have a stable stage. Both have to be equal. This is your effort at present. Why is this flower being given? Bap Dada is giving the return of all the worshipping you have done for many births in this one birth. Those who become detached are much loved. If you wish to be very much loved by everyone, then the more you remain detached in all aspects, the more you will be loved by everyone. There should be as much love as there is detachment. Those who are detached and loving in this way receive support from Bap Dada. You must continue to become detached and be loved. If you cannot be loved by any particular soul, the reason for that is the nature and sanskars of that soul are not those of detachment. The more experience you have of being detached, the more you will be loved by everyone. You do not have to make effort to be loved, but to be detached. The reward of being detached is to be loved. This is the reward of this time. Just as Baba is loved by everyone, in the same way, children have to be loved by the souls of the whole world. You have been told about the effort for that. There will be detachment in their activity. This tilak is for becoming totally unique in the world and being loved by the world. This group is also cheerful. What has to be added to that cheerfulness now? How will you become an image that attracts? When your intellect is beyond being attracted by anything, you will then become an image that attracts. Whilst your intellect is attracted to something, you will not be able to attract. Those who become an image that attracts become a subtle image. Baba was an image that attracted even whilst being subtle. The more you become subtle, the more you will be able to attract. Just as when those people go beyond earth into space, they go beyond the pull of the world. So when you go beyond the pull of the old world, you will then become an image that attracts even against your conscious wish. Even whilst being in the corporeal form, you have to see everyone as subtle. You receive a lot of power from service. One is the power received through your effort, and the other is power received through serving others. You receive both these powers. How do you receive Bap Dada's love? Do you know? The more you become cooperative in Baba's task, the more love you will receive. You receive love by giving cooperation in his task. Do you have this experience? On the day when you are more cooperative than the task requires, you will experience greater love from Baba. Be constantly cooperative and be constantly loved. How do you receive regard? The more you remain humble, the more you will receive regard. The more you are equal to Bap Dada, the more you will receive regard. You have to become humble and equal to the Father. You have to make such effort. There shouldn't be anything lacking in your humility or your being equal to the Father. Then there will not be anything lacking in the regard for you. You have to recognize your regard from your equality with the Father. What will you have to become in order to grant a vision of Bap Dada through yourself? Through what are you able to grant a vision of anything? Through a mirror. So you have to make yourself into a mirror. You can only become a mirror when you totally surrender yourself. Total surrender is an elevated mirror in which you can receive a clear vision. If you have surrendered yourself according to your worthiness and according to your capacity, then the mirror will also be according to your worthiness and according to your capacity. Total surrender means to surrender even the consciousness of the self. What must you consider yourself? The special task of Kumaris is to grant everyone a vision of Bap Dada, not just through words, but through their faces. You have to bring about in yourself the specialities that Sakar Baba had. This is a special group. In the Sakar form, Baba used to say, Those who take the initiative are Arjuna and equal to Allah. So this group has to become equal to Allah. You have to become equal to Allah and show everyone. Just as there is a tilak sparkling on your forehead, in the same way, you have to make yourself sparkle in the world. You have to keep this aim. Because of your being cooperative in service, Bap Dada also has special love. Together with cooperation and love, you now have to fill yourselves with power. You now have to become the embodiment of power. Out of all the powers, which special power does this group have to fill themselves with? Tolerance power. Those who lack tolerance power have less perfection. You especially have to adopt this power and become the embodiment of power. The souls who are fulfilled have the special virtues of fearlessness and contentment. Those who remain content and also keep others content automatically have all the virtues within them. The more you become the embodiment of power, the less the weaknesses will remain in front of you. So, you must return having become the embodiment of power. Not just a Brahma Kumari, but sometimes there is weakness in considering yourself to be a Kumari. The embodiment of power has the power to destroy. A Shakti is constantly victorious. There is always a garland of victory around the neck of the Shaktis. When you forget the awareness of your being the embodiment of power, victory becomes distant. This is why you must always consider yourself to be a Shakti. Children are greater magicians than the father. Children are greater magicians because they can make the father into whatever they want. It is remembered that the father can make whatever he wants, but who are those who can make God into whatever they want? The children, you're bringing him into the corporeal whilst he is subtle, would be called magic. The days of becoming subtle are close, and so you have received a lift from the subtle. You have to become equal in both, being the embodiment of knowledge and the embodiment of remembrance. When you wish, you have to become the embodiment of knowledge, and when you wish, you have to become the embodiment of remembrance. The more you remain the embodiment of remembrance, the more you will be able to remind others of Baba. You have to become the embodiment of remembrance and remind everyone of Baba. Am I waiting for time or is time waiting for me? You must not wait for time. You must keep yourself ever ready in such a way that the time can come at any moment. You must finish waiting and have everything ready. When you have finished making all the preparations, there is no need to wait. That is called being ever ready. To be ever ready in everything, not just in service, but also in effort. Ever ready in making your sanskars close to those of the Father. You have special love, and therefore, Baba is talking of things that will make you special. What are the new flowers and leaves on a tree like? The first ones are old, but those that emerge later are very beautiful. So you have also come late, but are very much loved. The ones that come later are very soft. What is there in being soft here? The softer you are, the warmer you are. If you are just soft, someone may be able to snatch you away. But together with being delicate, that is, komal, you must also show wonders, which is kamal. When there is the combination of being delicate and showing wonders, you will be able to show wonders. This entire group is one that can show wonders. Keep such an aim that you can show any wonder whenever the seniors tell you. They are the older ones, but the younger ones are equal to Allah. Whatever actions you perform, so you will be named accordingly. Acha Om Shanti.